USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Education Department is suspending the seizure of tax refunds and Social Security checks for borrowers who have defaulted on student loan payments. The suspension of forced collection runs until November 1st. Roughly 9 million people have fallen behind at least 270 days on student loan payments. President Biden spent part of his Tuesday speaking at a conference of county executives in Washington, D.C., Biden promoting his economic policies.
We were able to add education jobs in 2021. You got county law enforcement officers, first responders back in the job, so ambulance could arrive on time.
The president stressing that America is experiencing the strongest economic growth in nearly 40 years, and Biden vowing to work like the devil to get gas prices down. This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A former Surgeon General is talking about staying healthy in a post-mask vaccine mandate world.
With new COVID-19 infections dropping fast, many states are going away from the mask and vaccine mandates. Now, former Surgeon General Jerome Adams told Newsmax that his focus is now on helping people make smart decisions to keep themselves safe.
We know that's the direction America is going into, and so what I've been focused on is helping people understand how they can make smart decisions. MTV, masking if you choose to mask, whether or not there's a mandate or not, testing, prompt treatment, and then vaccinations. Get your vaccine, get your booster.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal jury concluded the New York Times didn't defame Sarah Palin in a 2017 editorial, a verdict that follows a judge's surprise announcement that he planned to rule against the former Republican vice presidential candidate after jurors finished their work. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden is urging Russia to choose diplomacy over war. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the United States remains committed to intensive high-level diplomacy to ease tensions between Ukraine and Russia. As far as her reaction to what she heard today from the president, former Hawaii Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard tells Fox News,
President Biden is not addressing the number one question that really he should address, which is the American people wondering, what is this going to cost us here at home, and why are we doing this? Why is the president making the choices that he's making? The reality that we're facing is that already with this increasing confrontational approach that the president is taking, we're seeing inflation rise, we're seeing fuel prices rise. Those things will only continue to get worse if the United States and partners start to put sanctions in place against Russia. We will see our inflation continue to worsen. We'll see Russia retaliate. We'll see them likely use cyber warfare against our financial institutions, against our infrastructure. The United States will then have to retaliate.
The Chicago area mansion owned by Bulls legend Michael Jordan has now been on the market for 10 years. He originally was asking $29 million in 2012 for the 9-bedroom property, but the listing price today is close to $15 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.